Here was the place for the Umuskego people to enjoy short summer, where everything else seems to relax, except a millions of mosquitoes who love you so much and want to eat your life. But somehow we're not so minutes at that time because everything was so plentiful. At times, but there were times when the peaceful surrounding could be turned into a chaotic situation, when the visiting strangers would attack the Umuskego and scatter them all over the place. And this was the situation at that time. There were no Europeans yet, but there were only the Umuskego people who live in that James Bay Lowland, as we call it today. But there were other tribes who came from the distance far to come and seek for those people because they want to kill them for the sake of killing and their belief that they could expand their life if they take somebody else's life. That's the way it has been explained to us. So this life was like that. It was in that time period that Umuskego people used to experience something strange once in a while, which they cannot explain. As I said before, they have developed their own spiritual beliefs and then practice it. And this kind of development took time. The young men would start around 5 years of age and then ended up having satisfactory knowledge by the time they are 25 or 30 years old. And then they start to apply what they believe, what they have acquired. It was in that period. And it was that time that people, when they applied their dream, vision and dreams, they were able to master a mind power. They were able to travel in places by projecting themselves into a place instantly and able to seem to exist in that place in almost realistically as it possible, at least in their mind. But it may not have been observant, it may not have been seen from the other person. The other person would have just looked at his friend sitting in trance and not moving for a long time. And it is in that period in time, this particular person is a distance from his body. And that was the practice they used to have. There are times where men, depending on how he has developed in his dream quest, and how much he has acquired, and how much he was able to apply his dream vision in reality, at least to his own opinion. And it was that time one person, as an elder or any other person, after they finished their test and acquired as much knowledge they want to, they were able to create things with their mind. They were able to have a mind that were able to move items, or they can move themselves without much effort. So it was seems. It was that time people can create anything from their mind power. If, for example, a person who has fully acquired the power of shamanism, let's call it the shamanism to make it easy, Mideuin is the right word. If a person who have acquired so much power was able to create an image, we may call it the beast if we want. So we wish we can do that. Because this is the way those people did in those past.